You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Joe Surwack. University of Michigan Vice President for Research Steve Forrest is spearheading efforts to greatly expand energy research.
Most of my research is focused on energy devices, ones that convert energy and also ones that conserve energy in their use. Today, 20% of electricity needs go toward room illumination, so there's a very large impact that we could do by making more energy-conserving white light devices. Really going toward quintupling the efficiency of incandescents today, and we're even getting beyond the most efficient fluorescent devices using a process which we developed called electrophosphorescence. The Department of Energy expects us to be in lighting efficiency is about 120 lumens per watt by the year 2025. We probably will hit that number this year.
Okay, let's talk about U of M. What are some of the things the university's doing that really excite you?
Well, I think the most exciting thing that we have decided to do is exemplified by the establishment of the Michigan Memorial Phoenix Energy Institute, MMPEI, that captures a lot of our renewable energy research activity here, our automotive research, because of course the automobile is a huge energy user, and also it brings in the third dimension of energy research, which is human impacts. You know, the question of why do people drive SUVs rather than hybrids? You know, why do we make the choices of buying incandescent light bulbs when we can buy compact fluorescent bulbs, which actually in the end cost us a lot less? We have to understand the sustainability equation. We have to be able to influence public policy. And our institute here really tackles all of those problems, because the really great thing about the University of Michigan is its breadth across many disciplines. And the energy challenge and meeting that, which is, I believe, mankind's biggest challenge for the 21st century at least, is going to involve people operating across the board in all of these disciplines. And so the University of Michigan is very well prepared to take on the challenge, almost like no other institution can.
Seems like there was this kind of gold rush. In the 1990s, it was the internet, then a rush to develop life sciences, and now there's a new gold rush for developing energy. Is it hype? Is it real?
Are we living in the middle of a bubble, for example? And I don't think we are. Carbon dioxide is not going to go away. The security issues that surround our energy purchase from the Middle East, for example, or from Venezuela, or from Russia, those issues are never going to go away. Everybody realizes today that we have to move away from a pure fossil fuel driven energy economy. All of these other alternative sources like wind, hydro, solar is probably the best opportunity in the long run, and even nuclear is starting to reemerge as a source of energy that at least gives us independence from these suppliers.
The presidents of the University of Michigan, Michigan State University, and Wayne State University have formed an alliance known as the University Research Corridor. One of the URC's first priorities, energy research. The URC recently sought proposals for energy development projects that would be revolutionary but feasible.
If we're going to seize on a industry that's very engineering intensive, that is well suited to our region, and also we already have a good start in, I think renewable energy is a really exciting choice. We wanted to take on the biggest problem of the 21st century. And there is a tremendous synergy between our universities in this. Biofuels, for example, is a true specialty of Michigan State. We have solar, automotive, and so on. And nano is a specialty of Wayne State. So it just seemed like the natural place to start. It will not be the only focus of URC research activities. We're looking for research that really stretches our ability to succeed, but yet is in the range of what is reasonable to expect. We are not interested in incremental advances. There's no point in our trying to fund that. We want to take some big steps and see what the outcome is.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.